Okay, then I'd like to introduce Dr. Matsumoto from AIST. He will talk about one thing I think is especially important to be able to achieve circular manufacturing, because only technology alone will not help. We need also to think about the business models, and I think with this combination of business models and technology, then maybe we are one step further towards actually reaching sustainable development. Okay, and then I leave it to you, Dr. Matsumoto.
Okay. Yes, very nice to meet you. My name is Matsumoto, and I'm from AIST Japan. And let me introduce AIST quite briefly first. AIST is one of the largest public research organizations in Japan, and we have approximately 2,300 full-time researchers. It's about double of Sinte, I've heard, and the research area includes this very large scope of engineering issues like information technologies, manufacturing, or biotechnologies, and materials, and so on. The location of our institute is, the main campus is in Tsukuba. It's about 1 hour north from Tokyo, and we have 11 sites all over Japan. Regarding the international corporations, we have MOU with many research organizations global, and we have in Norway, the DIS University, and SINTE, and the IFE in Norway.
It's here. And we have about 40 research divisions, departments in our institute. And one of the institutes is, one of the departments is Advanced Manufacturing Research Institute. And I'm coming from there, and the main research topics there is a variety of manufacturing technologies, but recently is quite a lot about additive manufacturing, advanced processing, and also smart manufacturing relevant to Industry 4.0. And for this session, we are coming, the three are coming from AIST, and we three will make presentations. And first, I will talk about the product service systems, service business models, and circular manufacturing. The topics is quite overlapping with those with what Professor Takata presented yesterday. And Dr. Ashida and Dr. Krita, they will talk more on the topics
topics. Maybe the topics are quite relevant to the learning factory you presented yesterday. And yes, first topic is the product service systems and remanufacturing or circular manufacturing. The concept is quite brief, simple. You already discussed a lot yesterday. First, I will talk about circular manufacturing, why it is needed, what it is. And second, I will talk about product service systems or service businesses in manufacturing companies. And then I will talk that these product service businesses can facilitate to promote circular manufacturing. That is one possibility, of course. And then I will summarize some outline the barriers and challenges to promote these PSS and circular manufacturing. The first, circular manufacturing. This is a trend of the number of cars in global in the last 40 years. The number is quite increasing. And the material resources used in these cars are quite large, right? And is this trend likely to be saturated? No. This is the number of cars per population. I found that Norway and Japan are quite similar. It's almost 600 per 1,000 people. And in China, the number decreased a lot in the last decade, but still 1/6 compared with that in Norway or in Japan. And in India, in Vietnam, that is 1/20 or 1/30. So the number of the cars are increasing. And this is not only the case in cars, but in many other products, many infrastructure, so the material resources are necessary. So how can we mitigate these increases? There are some mitigating the increase of the number of products in use. Maybe sharing economy, mobility as a service, or maybe our mindset changing will be mitigating this the number, or reducing the amount of materials used in products. The cars are too heavy, maybe, or long time use of materials. This is to promote recycling and the long term use of products or components. That is the issue of remanufacturing, reuse, or refurbishment. And maybe reducing the use of scarce materials, critical raw materials. Of course, that is one of the measures. And there are a lot of discussions on the business models for circular economy, but in this talk, I focus on the promotion of remanufacturing or reuse or refurbishment. Remanufacturing is the process of disassembling, cleaning, and inspecting, repairing, replacing, and reassembling the components of a product to restore it to a new condition. This is remanufactured automotive parts. It's almost like new. And generally speaking, barriers of this remanufacturing or circular manufacturing is, yes, of course, the biggest one is customers, consumers do not accept remanufactured products, concerns about the quality or the image and so on. And the others, collection of used products is, that is very difficult from the business point of view. And of course, the efficient remanufacturing processes is quite difficult to develop. The cost is critical. And also, the manufacturing companies fears that sales of remanufactured products reduces the sales of new products. That are the barriers. And what I will talk later is that new business models or product service businesses can facilitate overcoming these barriers. And on the other hand, the services, the many manufacturing companies are trying to increase the portion of services in their businesses, especially in developed countries, right? And this
phenomena is often called as servitization, while these companies are trying to increase the services, because when the technology is saturated, the price of the products are often going down. Of course, it depends on the product areas. In case of these cameras or not PC and so on, this decreased almost by half in the 10 years. And the profit rates in manufacturing companies are often decreasing. And the one of the measures is to increase the after-sales services. For example, these companies is once they are selling new products, but the company is increasing the ratio of after-sales services, such as providing after-sales parts or maintenance services. And also, as yesterday the topic came out, the Rolls-Royce started power by the hour. Once the company was selling engines to companies, but this company is providing services and power by the hour. The customers paying the services for the by hour. Okay. And in the consumer products, in case of Apple, the prices of the product is still going up, but these companies also are increasing the portion of the services, such as App Store, iCloud, Apple Music, and so on. And why? Why are these companies trying to increase the service businesses? Yeah, like services can have higher margins than goods, or services provide a more stable source of revenue than goods due to their resilience against economic cycles, and the services are difficult to imitate, and thus companies can look out their competitors, and so on. Okay. And these services can be categorized various ways. The famous one is product service systems by Stockwell. The product-oriented services like after-sales services, maintenance, repair, and so on. Use-oriented services like lease, renting, or result-oriented services are providing solutions like paper hours and so on. So these service businesses can facilitate the promotion of circular manufacturing. And the reason would be simply stating, I stated the barriers of remanufacturing, but the service businesses can facilitate the collection of used products because they have much contact with customers, or sometimes they own the product. And the suppliers can monitor products in use, and in that case, they can increase the productivities of remanufacturing, and also customers, their concern is more on the functions rather than the products themselves. So they are easy to accept the remanufactured products or reused products. And the conflict between the new product sales, remanufacturing is even beneficial for OEM companies. But of course, it depends. It's not always the truth, but it can be like this. And some cases are like this. These companies are increasing the service businesses, and that increased the contact with the customers. So it increased the opportunities of circular manufacturing or providing remanufactured components to customers. And in case of photocopy machines, as Professor Takata mentioned yesterday, they provide service businesses. For example, in case of this university, if you can contract with these companies, okay, I will receive this amount of money per month, that is smaller than the amount the university is paying to the companies. And we will provide all the solutions for the maintenance of the, these products.
And these service businesses increase the opportunities to provide remanufactured products to the customers.
And there are a number of these cases, but let me go on to the barriers and the challenges to promote these practices.
Actually, like 5 years ago, I made interviews with about 12 or 13, 14 companies in Japan to make these studies.
There are several. First is the mindset shift that is difficult. When companies promote service businesses, the providing companies, their employees have to make the mindset change, and that is often difficult. And also the same in the customer sense.
And the customer's acceptance.
Some companies mentioned that acceptances of the services, for example, paying the maintenance services to provider is, generally speaking, quite difficult in East Asian countries, including Japan, compared with the case in European countries or North American countries. So the customers' acceptances of this service business model is another challenge, and also the same for remanufactured products. And the cost and profit, sanitization can be profitable, but not always true. Sometimes it is even more costly, and the same for remanufacturing. Remanufacturing is not always cheaper than the new product manufacturing. Sometimes it is quite costly, so that is another challenge. And the challenge in these years is, for example, smart or industry 4.0, utilization of digitalization that could provide the chances to reduce the costs for remanufacturing and circular manufacturing, and also providing services. So the summary is, up to here is product circulation is necessary for sustainability, and many manufacturers are increasing services in their business. And the product service systems provide the opportunities to promote remanufacturing and circular manufacturing. And there are these barriers and challenges for both for promoting product service businesses and for promoting
That's the simple or rough overview of the PSS and the circular manufacturing. And okay, we want to go on to the next topic.
Yeah, the topics will change a little bit, so please switch your mind to more technology or engineering-oriented topics.
Okay, thank you for introducing me, Professor Dr. Matsumoto-san. So today I'm talking about microfactory. This microfactory is a concept about. My name is Kiwamu Ashida from. AST, same to Matsumoto-san. So the concept of microfactory is actually a little old. It's born in 30 years ago in a discussion about micro machine project. At that time, we had a very big national project about micro machine development. So because we had a good economy situation and so-called bubble economy, so. Very big discussion was there, and the microfactory is one of son of the discussion. Okay, so outline is here. So first, I will explain about the concept of microfactory, about advantage and type variation of the microfactory. And next, I will show some examples of one type, mainly for desktop machine microfactory, for three examples using videos. So I think the topic itself is very easy to understand, just see. And last part is I would like to express about the potential for the micro recycling factory or some, so concerning to the circular manufacturing. But as at the first part, as mentioned, Matsumoto-san, I'm not an expertise for the field. My expertise is cutting, machine cutting technology and machine tools, rather for production side. So, okay, let's see. Okay, this slide shows a very easy explanation of microfactory. Okay, of course, big products need large factory, but so excuse me, these pictures are so old because I drew this picture 20 years ago using free pictures of Microsoft or somewhere. But anyway, small products like this using a very tiny parts. So such tiny parts are sometimes relatively using producing using huge machines. So in that case, energy effectiveness is not so good. That's a basic idea of microfactory. If I could miniaturize the factory itself, some advantage would be available. That's the start point of discussion. Okay, we categorize three parts for advantages. First one is saving effect. This is very visible and easy to understand. Space occupation footprint is saved. It's obvious, especially in Japan. Japan is very high price of land. So I talked in the US. US people are not moved. But next one, the resources. So of course, construction, building cost is cost is also reduced. That's good for business side, and also machine itself is saving resources. And for energy, not for running, not only for running, for air conditioner and lighting, energy is also reduced. That's a good point for energy saving and also cost saving. And next part is good for, I think, creating a new business model. So small facilities can easily move, can be moved easily. That's sometimes make a new type of manufacturing style. And also 3D layout line or something, such kind of new idea coming up. That's the point to create a new business model, I think. And for technology side, accuracy would be increased up because of these factors, low heat expansion, small motion, moment of inertia, and high resonance frequency, and small heat capacitance, like that. Okay, okay, these are I think this is not limited for these five, but these are a type variation of microfactory we thought of at the time. So one of the typical one, this desktop factory, it's a factory on the desktop, it's a basic. And next one, the mobile factory. Okay, this topic would be presented by next speaker, Dr. Kurita, I think. So third one is ultimate environment factory. It's a kind of closed area factory in a space or clean room or bacteria-free area. And fourth one is a factory in a shop, shop side factory. So a kind of a customized service is included, fabrication itself in front of the customer, something like that. And the last one, production system with micro-robots. It's like a carpenter robot, like, okay. Let's see, so excuse me, this has Japanese characters because it's drawn in 30 years ago, actually. I picked up. This is a desktop factory. I think it's easy to understand. And next one is mobile factory. So if we could have a factory in a mobile carrier, something, so we can put on the resources on the carrier and processing during moving and to give to a product for a customer at the end, something like that. Okay. Ultimate factory is, I think it's unique, and especially for space or space station, like such enclosed system must have our enclosed resource circulation system. Yeah, in such case, we have to discuss more about how to recycle the resource, and of course, energy can be get from sun in such case, but thinking about circulation would be more important. Yeah, at that time we thought of this kind of image. This is a factory in a shop. It's a customization. A product is made in front of the customer and just and sold. It's a kind of this is an image of. And last one is a kind of a micro robot system. Of course, we can make a big building larger than our human body, something like that. So, if ant-like robot can cooperate something to produce a part or assembling, this kind of fabrication system is available. It's a part of micro factory. Okay. From now, I will show some examples of micro factory. So it's born in, it's fabricated, developed in 1996. It's a palm top size lathe, axle moving. Yeah, left side is a machine, and right side is a machine material. Okay, after that, I entered in AISD in 1998. At that time, the project was facing to finishing in 3 years. So at that time, my freshman's purpose mission was to make something factory-like material, not only picture. But at first, I drew this picture, interviewing my elder researcher or senior researcher, what kind of micro factory can be developed in. At that time, left and logo is MEL. At that time, not a little different organization from presentized mechanical engine biology. So anyway, 1 year later, this kind of micro factory had developed. So cooperation of several researchers. So I will show you some of them. So micro milling machine, it's also palm top size, and it can, of course, can cut brass material. Yeah, and this is my work. It's a micro press machine. It's also palm top size, but a little bit heavy to hand. I think several kilograms, but still palm top size, and it works like making this kind of complicated parts. Since it has a progressive die, it has a multiple punching process or bending process in one die set. So using this die set, step-by-step operation, so we can produce this kind of very small size of product part. Power consumption is only 40 watts at that time. So, okay, so next year, I designed them integrated in a suitcase like this. It's a portable micro factory. It's actually working, and it can show the concept of micro factory easily to everybody. Yeah, it's alive in our lab. So if you come to Japan, maybe I could show you some small demonstrations still. OK, Okay, that's the second generation of microlace. It has NC control equipment like this. It's the video image looks like a normal size lace cutting, but material diameter is only 2 millimeter. It's magnified, so very small. Yeah, and okay. And it has NC control, so linear or circular interpolation function. So this kind of a hat top-like shape with hemispherical, okay, like this. Okay, next one is a little larger type of micro milling machine, desktop type milling machine, and okay. Sound. Okay, it has the special point is it has very high speed spindle, 200 kilo, 1000 RPM. So I think this is a very special character of microfactory. This kind of speed is not easily available in a large system. So this is a pocket milling of the machine. So the rotative speed is very high, so feed rate can be like this, very fast. And the cutting chip is very small, like a powder. And this kind of micro milling is available in desktop micro factory, micro milling machine. So this is one of the realization of the concept. Okay, next. Yeah, it can make this kind of shape, even for very thin walls. And last one is punching. This is my work. it's done in 2003, maybe 2003. Sorry, this is very old work. But so later, it has a very high speed punching. So now material is set and operated in very high speed of, you can see, yeah. So like a machine gun. The speed is 1,000 SPM stroke per SPM, yeah. Minute, yeah. That means about 16 in a second. Very fast. Okay, actually, this is the last slide, and of course, for your field, I have to mention about circulated manufacturing, but it's difficult for me, actually. So the potential of a micro recycling factory, like, I'm not sure this naming is good or not, but anyway, so environmentally conscious is originality, that is okay, and I think this concept is good for making prototype of this kind of recycling system. So this is the best concept of microfactory. Start from small system and evaluation and test is done. After that, we can enlarge the system for practical. This is a good way to realize a real circulation system. This is my image and opinion. So, and about for new business model, I have no idea at the moment. Okay, yeah. If I have good idea, I will not say anything. Okay. I hope this kind of a bit eccentric maybe idea of the concept create your new business idea. Okay, I hope. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is the last runner of this presentation. This is Tsuneo Kurita, AIST. I'd like to introduce my research, complex machining technology. The definition of complex machining is here. High efficiency and precision machining technology, which is combined more than one machining method sequentially and or simultaneously on the same machine to form hard to cut material and hard to cut shape. These are the target of complex machining research. One is develop and or accumulate novel and or practical complex machining process and investigate the mechanism of each complex machining and organize these processes. To get these targets, we try to these two approaches, a top-down approach and bottom-up approach. We try to do simultaneously and to make industrialization example of complex machining.
Next, this slide shows complex machining for environmentally benign process and remanufacturing. Here I show two examples. One is small size work material machining with large machine tool. This topic already is shown by Dr. Ashida. The energy and material consumption which does not contribute directly to material removal. For example, these things. We try to overcome with microfactory concept, as we mentioned, downsizing of machine tool. And the other example is machining and or repairing to hard to reach area. In this case, it's to make a long arm to machine the hard to reach area. In this case, this is shown follows. Need of high stiffness frame and motor power. And risk of vibration come from leg doom and arm. In other option, making a small robot and go to the machine area. In that case, this is a thought. Risk of deformation and small stiffness robot. And low machine efficiency come from low power of robot. These are small and the power is small. And the risk of vibration almost same mean. Then the removal of needs of removal machine affected zone. For example, finishing, surface finishing and etc. To overcome these issues, we need to develop low machine energy, low machine force, and low machine affected zone process. We try to develop new machine technology by using microfactory concept and complex machining concept.
The next slide, I'd like to show the examples.
This slide shows a complex machining tool for mold machining. Here is ion control complex machining tool. The machine tool can carry out multiple machining technology on the same machine tool by controlling electric conductivity of machine liquid. For example, these are the machine technology for mold. The EDM electro discharge machine uses dielectric as machine liquid. On the other hand, ECM electrochemical machining is used electrolyte as machine liquid. The machine tool can seamless control each machine liquid. Demonstrate and develop a new complex machine technology by using the developed the machine tool.
The another example,
complex machine tool for small diameter tube. The machine tool can machine the hair level diameter of tube. The shape processing is carried out with laser processing here.
and heat affected layer made by laser processing is removed by electrochemical machine. A workpiece is moved from here to here. The workpiece hole ring error can be cancelled by measuring laser for machine. That this means measuring and processing are carried out with same laser source. The develop for this machine to develop for small diameter stent machine, which apply for peritoneal vessel and brain rupture. Do you know stent? Stent is a medical device. This is a fracture. The stent can expand plaque and blood fracture in order to recover the blood flow. These are stents before expanding, after expanding. This slide shows complex machining example. Laser accurate position irradiation can be done to hair level side tube right, like this. But you can see the heat affected area, heat affected zone. For example, this yes, bars and resolidified material, you can see. These are debris. The debris generated by laser shaping is removed with electrochemical machine. You can see. Another machine result, you can see that this resolidified material dissolved by electrochemical machine. And here is a human hair. Why debris on the surface of work material, here is a surface side of tube processed by laser cutting. Surface is no problem, but inner surface, you can see the resolidified material. It's a barrier of application of medical devices such as stents.
So
we developed a new processing complex machine process. Its name is DEEP. DEEP stands for deep electrochemical etching with laser assistance. This illustration shows the processes. First, insulating films are made by electrochemical machine, mainly oxidation layer. The oxidation layer is removed by laser. We make a window for after electrochemical machine. The next electrochemical machine means etching is made. After that, oxidation layer, the insulated film is generated again. And next step, laser is irradiated again by only the bottom surface is removed by laser irradiation. Process 5 and 3 is repeated many times. These are characteristics of the complex machine. Low heat affected zone processing because material is mainly removed by electrochemical. The high aspect ratio processing because bottom area of window is only made in bottom area by laser. The low power laser source can be applied because laser is only remove insulating film. The thickness is under 1 micrometer.
Okay, I see. This is the machining result. Narrow width and high aspect ratio about more than 10 it can be made. And width very narrow width and the cross section is very sharp, machine can carry out. And these are the inner surface comparison between laser processing and deep complex machining. You can see the no resolidified material, and the black part is oxidized iron. Doesn't exist in the complex machining process.
Okay, I see. じゃあどうしようかな。In order to appeal the new complex machining technology, we try to make a small machine tool. Okay, skip. まあ、this part is most important slide of my presentation. I like to introduce Okamochi and Demae. Okamochi is a carry case for delivery for food, and sushi and noodle and soup and etc. The Okamochi is made wood and or metal. Mainly have handles. The food delivery is called Demae in Japan. Demae service starts 250 years before. You can see the picture. It's the delivery service for of noodle. We make complex machine, small, very small machine tool. The machine tool inside the Okamochi. Yes, Okamochi. I bought Okamochi in Okamochi shop. だからリアル Okamochi. Okay. This is a process movie. I'm sorry, this is a Japanese. The start button. The machine process starts. And first step, insulating film is made by ECM. You can see this is electrode. After that, the machining liquid is removed by air. The next stop, laser is irradiated. This is Galvo mirror.
Okay, I see.
Just go to conclusions, okay?
I need to stop. Cancel. Ah. まあ、ね、どうしようかな。じゃあ、これ、this is the last slide of my presentation. で、Well, I can show you the small machine tool inside the Okamochi, but the function is very high. You can see the very narrow and deep groove and holes. The aspect ratio is 24 and 16. This is the world-only function which can process high aspect ratio to metal. This is my end of presentation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Now we testing for animals. Yeah.
One more question. I have a question. What would you say that in East Asia, so like Japan, the service system is not as popular as in the Western countries? What's the reason for this?
I don't know. Kind of, according to the company people there, kind of culture. And people in the customers in East Asian countries, they are likely to pay for the like spare parts and so on, but not for the services or service contracts.
Okay. So it would be interesting to know why, but then it's a culture issue. But does that mean also for the households that they allow to own the product rather than rent or having a service?
Still not sure, but yeah, I guess that's possibly the case. Yes. More likely to own products.
Okay, then I think we close this session. Yeah, in our world.
In order to make sure that the world knows that we've been together, we'll meet in the lab at 1 o'clock to take a picture and be there, so
yeah.
That we can start in the room next door here at the 1:15.
One lab.
And for those of you that came before us, gave the message regarding the industry tour tomorrow. If you haven't signed up and online and you haven't given me a message, you have to do it now, or you will not enter the industry park or get any dinner tomorrow.
So now we're going to